October 7th English translation.
So this month has many names. Pooja Vrat, Kartik Vrat, Neem Seva Vrat. This is a supremely pure month. Just like Purushottam month, the one who will be for Purushottam month is Krishna himself. In the same way, the presiding deity of this past month is Srimati Radhika. In this month, many, many pastimes took place. How Krishna, who has no inside, no outside, no bottom, no middle, who is the Uparbhu, the unlimited person, how Mariasota bound him, not to the rope, but by her prema. That pastime took place in this month. Also, in this month, Krishna lifted Sri Giriraj Govardhan and broke the pride of Indra. In this month also, Sri Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura Mandap and killed Kamsa there. In this month only, Krishna performed Ras Lila. And that appeared to be like one day of Lord Rama. In this month also, Sri Krishna began cow grazing on the day of Gopastami. First he took the cows, then afterwards he took the big cows on grazing in this month. In this month, Radhakund and Sharapund manifested themselves. This is also the appearance and disappearance of so many Vaishnavas, including the disappearance of our Param Guruji, Nityalila Prabhesh Srila Bhakti Pragyan Prasanta Swami Maharaj, and our Pujapati Dandi Swami Nityalila Prabhesh Srila Bhakti Dandi Swami Maharaj. Also, our Pujapati Bhama Maharaj and Pujapati Chirika Maharaj both disappeared on the same titi, on the same day in this month. Ashwamishra Maharaj, his appearance day is also this month, as well as Sri Gauri Vishwanath Babaji Maharaj and so many others. So Gurudev is saying today is the Virahatiti, the disappearance day of our Nityalila Prabhesh Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. So Gurudev out of his humility saying, where was I? I was born in the place of Jarasandha. But out of his infinite mercy, he attracted this unqualified person and engaged me in the service of his lotus feet and gave me a place at his lotus feet. By his mercy, he made me qualified to understand the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to preach it all around the world. Gurudev saying, I had the good fortune to be able to perform Niskapat Seva to my Gurudev, service without any duplicity. That time, the seva, personal seva of our Param Guruji was Sri Ananda Mahaprabhu. He was afflicted with tuberculosis. That time, Gurudev approached him and said, you go and preach, I will take the responsibility. So Srila Tripakar Maharaj used to say, oh, the reason that, Srila Tripakar Maharaj used to say by Gurudev, oh, the reason you are preaching all around the world so successfully is because at that time you gave your life for the service of the seva of your Gurudev. Therefore, your Gurudev has completely empowered you in every way. Guru Maharaj said, it's only by his mercy that I was able to produce Jaivadharma in Hindi. And now, by his mercy only, this Jaivadharma and all the books of Thakur Sri Bhaktivinoda, like Sri Bhajana Hasya, like and so many others, they are going to all other languages, like French, German, Spanish, Chinese, so many. All is his mercy. His mercy also on so many millions of Bengalis and so many millions of Deliwalis and Videshis are also coming here, foreigners. And by his mercy, even they are becoming qualified to take sannyas. Therefore, it's our good fortune that Sri Ananda Prabhu, he was the personal cook of our Param Gurudev. He was so dear to his Gurudev, he knew when Param Guruji was hungry, when he was thirsty, and just according to his desire, he would manifest what was necessary. So, Guma said, so good fortune out of all my brothers, only Ananda Prabhu has come. Ananda Prabhu. How he gave his life in the hands for the service of his Gurudev. At that time, our Param Guruji was performing Sri Namavid Parikram. That time, the Sahajas, the Jatigosais, the Varod party, the against party of the preaching Dana of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda and Sri Saraswati Thakur, had assembled at Prodamaya to try to kill Srila Prabhupada. That time they gathered in huge groups throwing acid, bottles of glass and rocks to try and kill Parangudev. That time everybody ran to save their life. Even all the sannyasis and the main disciples of Prabhupada ran. But our Gurudev took by force Prabhupada into one room and begged, please give me your sannyas cloth. You take my white cloth. Therefore that time Prabhupada gave sannyas cloth and Dandas Rishi Parangudev. So we think this was the real sannyas of our Srila Bhakti Prakyam Kesava Swami Maharaj. Three times Prabhupada gave him a dream and gave him sannyas in a dream three times. Srila Prabhupada Srila Saraswami Thakur said, oh, Vinod Guru, you are not taking sannyas. My preaching is Vinodji. Vinod, you have not taken sannyas. My preaching is completely stopped. Therefore, three times in a dream Prabhupada gave him sannyas. And afterwards that sannyas was formalized by Rupuja Chalasi Bhaktivinoda Srila Maharaj in Kapwa. What Guru Maharaj is saying, what is the speciality of my Gurudev? He was very, very philosophical. But as well as being very dastic or having complete knowledge of all the shastras, he was also a great Rasik Vaishnava. Otherwise, how he could compose articles like Radha Chintani Vedasana, Yastikam Tivalopita, Sri Krishna Saranam Mande, Radha Vimita Vigraha. These, all his writings were very poetic and completely in the line of Sri Rupa Goswami. How, after Krishna took Radhika to Srinagar, there out of fear of the other gopis, then she disappeared. And Krishna, in separation from Radhika, came just behind here to Imritala. And completely absorbed in Radharani, he manifested as a form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only the Surupa of Krishna remained, but the complexion and the moods were completely Radhika's. And how the Mongalati, his Mongalati, Mongala Sri Guru Gora, Mongala Murati. Guru Maharaj says that is the essence of the Govinda Lilamrita and Krishna Bhavamrita. The essence there, the big Mongalati pastimes are given there. That's when Guru Maharaj said, I was very new, I didn't know anything. So when Param Gurudev gave that art, that composition to Gurudev, do you like it? Then Gurudev said, oh, it seems very long, but the poems of Thakur Bhakti Vinod are very short. Guru Maharaj said, that's how we don't know anything about the pastime so much of Krishna. But how he gave everything, Radha Krishna are sleeping at that time. The Lita and Vishakha and the gopis are looking. Are they awake yet? Are they awake yet? And Yoga Vrinda Devi makes all arrangements for the pastimes of the divine couple. But despite being very rustic, if someone came against Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that time he was like a thunderbolt. At one time, someone had written some article, made some propaganda. Oh, Gaudiya Mata don't know anything. Only they suck the envy skin of the mango. But the Sahajas and Samajis, we are drinking the rasa of Krishna's Leela. That's how Parangudev, and they became very ferocious, and they made a case of 5 lakh rupees. That's how much you can imagine. Against Parangudev. So Parangudev sent Guru Maharaj, Pujapad Shripa Maharaj, Pujapad Mama Maharaj, Pujapad Nishinga Maharaj to meet the poor. That's how Gurudev said, this is such a big case, we should not get any ordinary 10-rupee lawyer. So they got the best lawyer from Calcutta, and they presented their case in Vinipur. That time, how Gurudev used very strong language. They are sahajas, they are doing everything with ladies, they are this, they are that, they have no siddhanta, no purity. And how Gurudev smashed them there. At that time, the judge, he gave his verdict and said, please use very soft, little more polite language. Parangudev said, I have not come in this world to give polite language. I am sannyasi, therefore only we have the right, we have that responsibility to speak and purify society, otherwise no one else will do. Another time when Guruji was in Mathura, Parangudev visited, and the Nimbarkasana Pradaya had written one magazine in Kalyan saying, oh, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He was defeated by Keshav Kashmiri, and after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was defeated, he took diksha from Keshav Kashmiri. That time Parangudev became very red. He said to Guruji, bring a pen and write. And Parangudev said, there was never anyone called Nimbarka Swami. Otherwise it would have been mentioned in the Shastra by Sri Jiva Goswami and other acharyas. If there was any acharya, his name was Sinbaditya. That time when they got that replying article, they were completely fried. They made a huge court case. And Gurudev went there and defeated them also. Apart Gurudev also went to the son of Sitako Bhaktivinoda, Silalim Prashad. And from him he requested all the books of Thakur Bhaktivinoda that were lying in the cupboard. And he printed all the books, the literatures of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Therefore, last Guru Maharaj is concluding, it's very much a matter of great happiness that so many hundreds of Bengali yatris have come, more than 400. So much difficult, in a difficult situation they are staying. Therefore, so much difficult condition they are staying, anywhere, sleeping, anything, eating. Then Guru Maharaj said, we have come here for bhajan and for hearing the conception of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have not come here for air-conditioned toilets. Therefore, anyhow, any condition that we are in, just try and tolerate. Therefore, this is Guru Maharaj's mercy and Pujapadshi Bhakti Raj Swami Maharaj's mercy that all Bengalis, all others have come, only one of you Hindustanis have come. Therefore, Guru Maharaj said, Kathar this year will be in Bengali and English.
Now, Guru Maharaj.